Feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday.
You slipped a lot in.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
There's only realistically 1.4 seconds to get the message out, and you did it.
I'm a blabbermouth.
That was, no, I didn't say that to your face. But you just took that 1.4 seconds and you just got everything and then some in there. Good for you.
Thank you very much. Right. I work hard at my job.
That was outstanding. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill and that's Wendy. Those are the basics. You can call us. You can text us. We would love to hear from you. This is the bonus hour. You will not be billed for this portion of the show. So let's quickly recap what has happened with Nike and Colin Kaepernick. Everyone knows at this point that Colin Kaepernick was a pretty gifted quarterback who some would say got blacklisted from the NFL.
Although I would hear some sports professionals say that he wasn't that great. I mean,
he was not one of the premier quarterbacks in the game, but he was good enough to still be working.
Right.
There were several job openings in the last couple of years.
But if he was tremendous, he'd be working.
If he was tremendous, that's the thing, I guess, that even if you're controversial in the NFL especially, because there have been plenty of people who have done some pretty senior things.
Yeah, I know.
And they're working pretty steadily. But he's a guy. I will give you a quick example. Last year, the Dolphins needed a quarterback. If you're a Dolphins fan, you could argue that that story could be told about the last 15 years of the Miami Dolphins, that they needed a quarterback. But their quarterback was injured, and they went with Jay Cutler over Colin Kaepernick. They didn't even seem to really consider Colin Kaepernick as an option. They just went with Jay Cutler. It didn't go well for them. He didn't do anything good for them. We know what that feels like here in town.
Yeah.
To have Jay Cutler helming your team.
That was my Jay Cutler impression,
by
the way.
That was a great one.
Yeah.
So, all right. So Colin Kaepernick, all of a sudden, a couple of days ago, gets hired by Nike to be their spokesman, one of their spokespeople. A bold move. And now their stock has gone down and people are burning their Nike shoes.
Okay, first of all, don't burn your Nike shoes. They're very expensive and they're super comfortable and quite stylish.
I just love the thought process of somebody going, I'll get back at them. I've already paid for their shoes. They have my money. Now I'll burn my shoes so I don't have any shoes. And they still get to keep my money.
Really, when you put it like that, it really is foolish.
Now I have to go and buy more shoes, probably not Nike, because that'd be stupid. It's dumb to do it the first time, but if you buy more and then burn those, something's wrong with you, right? But now to show those people at Nike how dumb they are, I'm going to have to go burn my shoes and then buy new ones.
I don't think it's dumb, but I think it was a brave move where they want, what's the ad, the tagline that goes underneath it?
Just burn it.
No.
It's not? They should have gone with that one. It's far more accurate.
It's so risky because the world is divided over this.
Yeah.
And the world is divided incorrectly because it lost its meaning.
I think I know.
Would you agree? Colin Kaepernick coming out trying to say, there's some bias in the way blacks are treated.
Correct.
And didn't.
Most notably by law enforcement.
Yes.
Right.
And he didn't want that to continue. And he thought, I'm going to use this spotlight to shine a light on this. And he thought it would be bad to turn his back on the flag because he wasn't really trying to do that, but
right.
He was trying to make people notice that it's not fair.
Right.
So he took a knee,
right.
Which is kind of, you take a knee when you're solemn, when you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
And that turned into you're against the flag, you hate the Constitution, America
don't respect
sucks.
The military.
I know, it's turned into everything, which it wasn't.
Even though not all military, but many people on the side of the military said the reason we fight is for guys like that to be able to express their opinion.
Which confused me, because we did open it up the phone lines and when military people called to say that, because in a way it was like, yeah, maybe it is dissing the military. Because you start hearing enough people say stuff, you start going, well.
But why would it, what, what in that message of Colin Kaepernick kneeling down during the national anthem?
Because it was against the flag, and the flag stands for our freedom. But it wasn't, because you had to go back to the original message.
Right.
But it gets diluted.
Right.
And people keep talking, and I'm very impressionable.
Oh, all right.
Well, and a lot of people are very impressionable.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But one of the many sad aspects of this whole thing, from where it started to where it is now, is the misinterpretation. That he loves this country. I know people who don't like him will go, what do you mean he loves this country? He's so disrespectful. No, he's not. He's not being disrespectful. He's saying, and rightfully so, that there are minority groups that are not being treated equally and fairly, and he's expressing his displeasure with that. And why not? Somebody needs to. Why not a star athlete? Well, not even a star athlete. An athlete. A former athlete at this point. I don't know. I don't know that he'll ever get a job in the NFL again. And 2 years ago when all this started, I thought, well, this is temporary. Somebody will come to their senses. Somebody will go, no, we got to get this guy. He's good for our team. We got to get him. Hasn't happened.
But I'm telling you, if he was a better quarterback, he'd be working.
So that brings a new level of sadness to it, though.
I know.
That's a way of saying, and I don't disagree with you, and I know you're not saying it. It's just what the message is that the better you are, the more you get away with.
100% true.
Right?
100% true.
It shouldn't be that way.
The Nike campaign includes other star athletes, Serena Williams and Odell Beckham Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, believe their ad campaign is believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Hashtag just do it. So I think it was a brave thing that they did. But they had to know that half, if not more, people were going to go against it.
I would love to hear what went on in those. I mean,
me
it's
too.
Impossible. But yeah, whoever comes up with this idea then has to sell it to their superiors and go, all right, I know the name Colin Kaepernick is not synonymous with big sales, that people aren't going to go running to the store to go, you got to give me some Nike. Colin Kaepernick is the guy. I get that.
Before this, it would have helped sell it.
Right.
He was
before
so
the controversy,
popular, yeah.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But with what we've seen over the last 2 years of not just the message, but the misinterpretation of the message, then all of a sudden, him being included becomes a very, very tentative idea. But somehow Nike, and Nike's a big deal. Nike's a huge deal. So they go, yeah, let's do this. Let's take a chance on it. I wonder if those people who said that are regretting that today. I hope they're not.
I don't think so.
I hope they're not.
Nike's been successful for a long time. I don't think this little blip is going to hurt them. But you're right, looking at all people's videos and stuff.
Them burning their shoes.
Oh, yeah, it's so stupid. This guy, Sean Clancy, tweeted out, first, the NFL forces me to choose between my favorite sport and my country.
No, that never happened.
I chose country. Then Nike forces me to choose between my favorite shoes and my country.
How?
Since when did the American flag and the national anthem become offensive? And there's video of them burning their Nike shoes.
I know that you don't speak for Sean Clancy, but if Sean Clancy were sitting where you were sitting, first I would say, Sean Clancy, what did you do with Wendy? That's where she sits. Then I would say, how did they make you decide, Sean Clancy, between the NFL and your country? When and where and how did that happen?
Because if you're for Colin Kaepernick, Sean Clancy thinks you're against the country.
Sean Clancy.
And that's what I would say to him. I would say, do you know how this all started? And he would say, yes, Colin Kaepernick was dissing our country when he took a knee and then people followed. And that's bad for military and the United States and our flag. And I would say,
right.
No.
No, Sean Clancy.
Listen to where it began.
Right.
And maybe we could change his mind.
Right.
There's another person, John Rich, of the country music band Big and Rich.
Oh, I know who they are.
Yeah. Also shared a photo.
There are five country and western stars that I know who they are, and you chose one. Thank you for picking him.
You're very welcome.
I know who he is. What does Conway Twitty say? Is he on the Twitter? Conway Twitter?
I don't think he's with
us.
He's
not alive.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So John Rich of the band Big and Rich tweeted, our sound man just cut the Nike swoosh off his socks. Former Marine, get ready, Nike, multiply that by the millions. And it's just the top of their socks he cut off with the swoosh. You know what? I love that swoosh. if you say swoosh or swoosh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love Nike. I'm not going to not buy Nike.
So a guy went out of his way.
He just wrecked a pair of socks.
He just took the logo off. He's still going to wear them. He has still paid for them. Nike has his money.
He cut, they're like anklets, and he cut the ankle part off, so now they're no-shows.
I'm going to do that with my Garanimals.
What did they do to you? Are they against your country?
Yeah, they made me choose between smart-fitting casual wear and my country, and I'm going to cut their symbol off my clothes.
Several other Twitter users joined in and showed how they were boycotting the brand.
This makes me want to buy Nike things now. Like before, I never buy anything just because it's made by a certain company. I just don't. But this makes me want to buy their stuff.
I buy. That's all I buy. I love Nike gym
stuff.
Shoes.
Yeah,
I really do. They run a little small. Sometimes you have to get a half size up, but I love Nike gym shoes. Mm-hmm. I love my Nike flip-flops. Mm-hmm. I just bought Kelso thongs for me in the women's version. The boys, I bought backups because they're on clearance now. I'm not going to stop buying Nike, and, you know, we should try and get Colin Kaepernick on the air. Would he talk to us?
It's really strange. I know that several sports radio shows have tried like crazy to get him in the last couple of years, and he's laid very, very low.
I just want him to just, I don't have a believable face.
I believe that's your face. It took me a while, but I finally gave it to it. That must be Wendy's face.
People don't believe me. It's because I don't like to talk politics. I never talked politics before Donald Trump took office.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know.
So when I say something political, they look at me and they go, what's your expertise?
Yeah.
So I wish Colin could just come on, and would we be boycotted for having him on?
Probably.
All right, but that's stupid.
It is stupid.
Because everyone's missing the point.
See, when a guy like Sean Clancy, whose work I enjoy, when he says that...
Sean Clancy, wasn't it?
He's of the belief that somebody out there said, we are now going to make people decide whether they love football or their country. And you'd be an idiot to think that that was an option, that anyone for any reason would say, pick one or the other. Because part of what makes this country are things like football, like the NFL, like everybody's love of sitting around on a Sunday afternoon and watching two teams bang into each other and move a football. That's part of what America is. So nobody ever in a closed door meeting goes, here's what we need to do is we need to make people decide which they want to do, follow football or America. That never happened. Nobody's doing that.
I will be honest with you. I didn't love Colin Kaepernick doing it when he took a knee.
No.
I just didn't think that was the place. But then I'm a flip-flopper from a history of
Nike's
flip-flopping. Yes.
That's who makes your flip-flops.
But it bugged me at first. Like, you shouldn't be doing it there. But then it's like, again, the fact when I heard he thought about it and turning his back to the flag would be disrespectful and then taking a knee, then I had mixed emotions on it. And then I was almost okay with, you know, if you're not going to stand for the anthem, then stay in the locker room. Because if you have a following and you're not on the field when the anthem is playing, then people know your views and it's not, I can't think of the word, a distraction.
But what did the NFL decide? Because they were going back and forth as to whether or not they were going to make it a rule that you had to be out on the field or you'd get penalized somehow if you weren't out there. You can't do that. Can you?
I don't know.
It's more of an injustice than anything is them saying to you, you have to we've decided something for you. So even though you disagree with this.
Oh, well, then you have every right to quit. I believe your employer can do things like that. We have a certain code of ethics we have to follow or we're out. I'm surprised I haven't been kicked out yet.
I know.
Shut up.
That's true, isn't it?
But, you know, there's still the Pledge of Allegiance going on at schools.
Right.
Should you be required to say it?
I don't think you should be. I'm trying to remember how they handled it in our school. I think everybody just went along with it.
Yeah, everybody did it.
But let's say you're a kid that's got kind of this rebel rouser attitude, which is, you can't make me say this. Then what do you do? What do you do with that kid?
Then don't say it, but put your hand on your heart and just, I mean, yeah. I know. And everyone's like, fine, Wendy, be a sheep. In certain instances, you have to abide by the protocol. If WGN made us say the Pledge of Allegiance every day before we went on the air, would you do it? Because I would do it so I could do my radio show.
That's interesting. I don't know. I have to think about that. Because even though I believe in what the Pledge of Allegiance says, I think part of what the Pledge of Allegiance is individuality and freedom. And then all of a sudden, you're going back on that by following somebody's rule. So it's a weird, you know what I mean?
I know. And that's what's difficult.
The reason it's there is to say, hey, look, freedom, isn't it great? But then you're not exercising that freedom all of a sudden. You're giving in.
But there are some freedoms that, you know, if I want to go steal M&Ms out of Stephanie's office, that's theft. I mean, legally, I shouldn't do it. We'd probably still do it.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I mean, there are laws that have to be followed.
Right.
And I guess I adhere to those. I don't like any trouble.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Right.
So if I was told you have to say the Pledge of Allegiance here at WGN Radio before I could go on the air, I would do it because I believe in our country. And I want to go on the air.
All right. But look at, like, we were almost bought by a company that was forcing their workers to say things, right?
That was not the Pledge of Allegiance.
It wasn't the pledge. No, no, no. But the principle is still there, that there was a mandate from a corporate saying, hey, here's something that you need to say, because we've decided that this needs to be said, and you're our voice, so you need to say that. And there was a lot of mixed emotions around the hallways of both the TV version of our station and the radio version of our station.
Well, I just know that I try to be, if anything, genuine,
sure.
And if sometimes you have to toe the company line, and sometimes you have to stop blatant lies from coming out of your mouth.
Right. So finding that balance is the
key,
right?
And I think I had discussions with various people that if I was forced into saying something, I don't know that I could do that.
I would say it, but I would say it with a funny Moroccan accent so that people would know that I was being forced.
I don't know that I could do it.
A funny Moroccan accent? What's going on?
I mean, the whole part of WGN Radio is to have an opinion and a voice. And that's what's so funny with some of the texts. Like, who asked you? Well, I need to say something. I mean, my bosses.
Yeah.
So it's funny. We have a right to our opinion. And thankfully, we have a job where we can talk our opinions.
Right.
But if somebody says, here, you have to set up Judy Pilak's news by saying, she is the best news reporter on the planet.
She wanted us to say that. Remember, Judy said, could you interrupt?
Who is even forcing you? Just say it because
it's true.
I can't lie. I cannot tell a lie. But I was just telling, you know, we were talking about the Colin Kaepernick thing, and Nike has the right to do whatever they want to do. And I just, Bill's point is, the takeaway from this is people are burning their shoes that they've spent money for, and then who wins? They don't.
Nike has your money, so feel free. Burn all your clothes that have the Nike logo on it. Nike's got your cash. You know?
Yeah. And you're right to kneel. It was his right. I don't know that I was 100% behind him doing that at a football game at first. But I didn't think it was anti-country. I just thought maybe that's not the place for it, especially with social media. I think you have another outlet. You know, years ago when you didn't have Twitter.
Yeah, but not something that big. We're talking an NFL game.
Right.
We know how many people watch that.
Right. Where you're
and
the
I'm
quarterback
with you.
And eyes are on you.
And I'm with Wendy. I never took it as being anti, you know, as being unpatriotic. I just didn't.
No.
I took it exactly what I think he meant it as, which is, hey, everyone, look what's happening. Pay attention.
Right.
Do something. Yeah.
Right.
You know, but you're right, though. People were offended, and everyone's got the right to think the way they want.
Exactly.
That's why this is America.
Right.
And what makes America great.
So let me ask you what I asked Bill. If WGN Radio all of a sudden said you had to say the Pledge of Allegiance before you went on the air, would you do it?
Absolutely not.
You really wouldn't?
Why would I do that?
If your employer said in order for you to go on the best streaming hour in the history of streams, you have to say the Pledge of Allegiance because that's just, that's what we believe in our company. You wouldn't do it?
No. Why would I do it?
I have a hard time with it, too.
Really? As a news person?
Absolutely. No, not on the air, but in order for you to even get on the air, like I was talking about in school, when you say the Pledge of Allegiance, Bill said, what if there were a couple of kids, although not really when we were growing up. There was no kid that took a stand against the Pledge of Allegiance. We just did it and went about our business.
I don't remember it.
Because when we were growing up, you would get hit.
Right. No, that's,
all right, well,
that's true.
You two went to Catholic schools.
Right.
That's a little different.
But didn't they just teach us that so we would know it?
Well, mostly so we would know it, but it was, I mean...
A way to kick off the day.
It was the start of the day, was you said the national... And I don't remember, even the most rowdy of kids, even the most upstarty of kids,
which
is like, I pledge allegiance to the flag.
And say the words, mix the words up, and
then they pinch you at the end.
I guess I'm not understanding you. Are you saying if they asked me to say it before I went on every day?
Not on the air, but if like all of a sudden it was WGN policy that in order to do your radio show, we had to gather, you know, at 9 o'clock.
No, I would not do it. And you know what? I wouldn't work for a company that demanded that. You can't tell people what to do that.
Why?
But that's why I'm asking you. Why?
Well,
why? Because there's
an employer can tell anyone what they want to do, and if you don't adhere to it,
right?
You don't
work there. When you tell your employees what to do, you're doing something, you know, but good and with a good cause.
Does it hurt you that much to say the Pledge of Allegiance, or is it just the principle of the
thing? It's the principle. Yeah, of course not. I can say the Pledge of Allegiance, but I need to know why. That's my.
Right.
I couldn't do
just
it without.
Just because we love America, because we don't think it needs to be made great again. We love it how it is, so we're going to start saying the Pledge of Allegiance every morning.
Right, so go ahead and say it.
But you have to say it or you don't
go
on
who wants
air.
To go. Yeah, because then now you're telling me to do something.
So then you
now
say...
Now you're telling me to do what you believe in and want me... No,
right.
What company would do that?
But if you believed in the Pledge of Allegiance, what's the big deal?
You're absolutely
why would you
right.
just
people
pull
who
it up a
do
fight?
It. Yeah, they could
I
do
would
it.
Do it because I love the Pledge of Allegiance and I still remember it. You would put your foot down.
But that's the news part of me.
Boy,
that's the journalism.
Bonus hour would be very lonely without the two of you. I hope they don't enact
it. It would be horrible, wouldn't it?
All right. I mean, I'm not saying I might do it if I were convinced that it was for the right reasons, but for a company to tell me.
But I'm saying so the whole spinoff of this is because the NFL said if you were going to participate in the taking a knee, just stay out of in the locker room. Correct? I believe that is the final
right.
thing where if you're on the field, you're standing or don't come down.
Right. And if you didn't adhere to these rules, you could be fined, penalized. Right. So,
okay.
And
but
so an employer
totally,
has a right
a
to
totally
tell you what to
different
do.
Thing because they say they do the Pledge of Allegiance at games for some weird reason. And it's Bill.
Well, they don't do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I mean, the
anthem.
The
national anthem.
And half the time it's not even on TV. I learned.
Well, because they didn't want the controversy. They took it away, didn't they?
Before, it wasn't something they did a lot.
I used to see it all the time, I thought.
I seem to think they do it a lot more than they don't do it. There may be isolated incidents, maybe for time reasons.
I thought there was a big story that for the money part, because it's better to show, that's
show
commercial time.
Right.
So it wasn't, they may have started or finished it, but it wasn't like they did the whole thing. And so
I think that's one of those things, though, that if you show or play part of it, you have to do the whole thing, right? You can't cut out... I think that's considered bad business if you're playing the song and you fade
you
to a commercial for for Selsun Blue. Looks bad.
Selsun red, white, and blue.
Red, blue.
Can I just read a text? Wendy, shame on you. I would say the pledge because I believe in our country. Colin Kaepernick believes in our country, but he wants us to uphold our end of the bargain. I understand that, but I still believe in our country. Am I shamed because I believe in our country? There are things that need to be improved, but should I be shamed?
No.
All right. I just don't know. I don't know what is right.
Well, you're looking at the wrong two people, Wendy. Because Judy and I aren't going to... You can't look at us for guidance.
You know, Nike took a very risky move, and their stocks plummeted today. I don't know about plummet, but they certainly
took
a hit.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. Judy will give you the news, including a bombshell from our mayor, and then more discussion. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I never said that Colin Kaepernick did not believe in our country. You should be ashamed for implying he doesn't believe in our country. That's what you should be ashamed of. I'm not ashamed of anything, and
right.
I know Colin Kaepernick believes in our country, as do I, and there are things that are not happening the correct way, and
right.
they need to be fixed I don't know how to do it. Burning your Nikes is not going to help.
Right. What about Colin Jost? Colin Hanks? Colin Hay? Barnabas Collins? Marva Collins?
Oh, I'll go with him. Barnabas Collins.
All right.
You're a good deflector. You know that?
Thanks.
Are you choking? Do you need a Heimlich?
I actually was going to burp.
Did you have some...
I was trying to stifle a burp on the stream.
That should be your sign-off. You know how various news people have like a signature sign-off?
That should be how
you end every one of them.
I'm Judy Pilak. That's
the news, and it's been digested
for you. The promise of a burp, but never really delivered.
Yeah. Think about that, Jude. That would put you on the map.
Are you actually burping?
Oh, I can make myself burp.
Oh, I can't do that. I'm trying to stifle one, so...
What a time we had at the reception at Wendy's wedding.
That's the only night I didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, best behavior for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you... You had explained to me there was some recipe that you wanted to give out. Is that doable? Didn't you tell me something about a chocolate chip cookie recipe?
Oh, yeah. Let me find this.
All right.
There's a reason we're addicted. We have an addiction to chocolate chip cookies.
Because they're delicious?
Yeah, that's
Could
one
that
of
be
them.
Part of it?
I don't have an addiction to cookies.
You could take them or leave them?
Yeah. I mean, I'll eat them, but I don't eat the whole bag like Wendy.
Yeah.
I don't. I had 20 of those Trader Joe's ones.
20?
They're the size of a penny.
You can
eat
20
of those. Little mini
cookies. Yeah.
I love chocolate chip potato chip cookies. Those are like I could eat those all day long. But again, because they have potato chips in them, you can't stop eating them.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had those.
Oh,
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. You crush potato chips in
there. Oh, that sounds very good.
Sweet and salty.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if you gave me a heads up so I could get it ready.
Sorry about that.
I closed it and thought we were saving it for another day.
We can do it on National Cookie Day if you want. If it's too far, if it's too hard to find, that's okay.
Well, no, we teased it.
Yeah.
We have to get it. There's a reason that we are...
This is really good radio.
I thought it was handier. That's right. Do it another time.
All right. Stay tuned.
Keep them wanting, Wendy.
I'm not going to say anything if it's not cookie related. I'm out.
Well, now I have to find it.
I'm completely out.
Here, I'll just get it on my phone. That should be quicker. There's a reason that we are actually drawn to chocolate chip cookies. You really don't like a warm chocolate chip cookie?
No, I do. I'm just saying I don't. Like, I can stop eating them. I can have one. I don't need to have...
You could have one Toll House cookie that's come out of the oven. I don't believe you.
That's hard to say.
Really?
Yeah, more than one is... Yeah, you got to keep
it
coming.
No, it's very filling and chocolatey, and I, don't get me wrong, love chocolate. I eat a lot of candy.
Why are they called Toll House cookies? What's going on there?
They were made at a Pennsylvania Toll House, I believe.
Were they really? Because if you pull up to one on a highway, it's where you pay the toll. But next time you're there, when you give them the money,
I think that's a troll house.
I'll take three bags of the chocolate chips and see how they react to that.
Can you even find someone working at a toll booth anymore?
It's hard to find people working in a toll booth.
I don't think they have them.
Here's something strange. My mother-in-law, Terry's mother, not much of a cook at all, but made outstanding chocolate chip cookies. That
Good
was like
baker.
Her one
bakers
thing.
Bakers are different than cookers.
How can that be?
But it's many times
principle.
Good bakers are good cooks, but not always.
I can't bake, and I can cook. Baking is a science. You cannot deviate. Like when you're making spaghetti sauce or whatever, if you want to put in more garlic than the recipe calls for, you can do it, and it's still good. But with baking, it's so it's precision.
There's no room for...
You got to have those really good old grandma recipes.
She would make...
And you have to actually do it.
Oh,
of
course.
That's the big problem.
Right, not just the recipes, but follow through. All right, so at holiday time, at Christmas time, she would make each of her children a bag that I would say had 60 to 80 cookies in it, six kids, so that you're looking at about 500 cookies right there. She died of a hernia.
These
giant bags of cookies.
My baker friends around the holidays, they haven't done it for a while. They used to drop off platters of cookies.
Yeah.
So the ones who baked, and there's two in particular of my friends, I would get a platter before Christmas. It was like the best gift ever.
Oh, that sounds good.
It had,
but you only ate one.
But it had everything on it. It had probably 10 different kinds of cookies.
The peanut butter with the Hershey Kiss.
Always.
That's good stuff.
Including the pretzels, chocolate-covered pretzels, too, to be on there. The bark, I mean, or the fudge, everything. Just beautiful on a huge platter. And, of course, that's what I would serve to my guests.
That sounds pretty
good. Like, here we go. Yeah. Enjoy your dessert
that I made them?
Of course.
Yeah, you have to.
I think I even put a little sign up that said, made by
Judy. Made by Judy.
Baked
Judy's
by Judy.
Cookies.
There is
Judy's a baker.
A top-rated chocolate chip cookie, according to Consumer Reports.
Chips Ahoy.
Tate's Bake Shop in Southampton, New York.
I had them over the weekend. I'm not making that
up. All right, now we've talked about these. They're a small bag that's like
$5. I don't know where they came from.
And it's gluten-free. You can get them at Mariano's or the Jewel.
Oh, they have them there?
But they're like $4.90.
Are you saying Tate's? T-A-T-S?
I never saw them before. I had them. They were in my house.
I told you about those. And the weird thing is they're in the gluten-free aisle.
Yeah.
And you're thinking to yourself, okay, a gluten-free is not going to work. Gluten or not, they're so
good. Are you
good.
A gluten for punishment, Wendy?
Yes, I
Are
am.
You?
But chocolate chip
cookies. She's
cookie,
a gluten when it comes to cookies.
I am. Chocolate chip cookies are, that is my weakness. Like people say, ice cream, you love ice cream.
Uh-huh.
I could go the rest of my life not eating any ice cream as long as I had chocolate chip cookies.
That's crazy.
Tate's Bake Shop named top rated chocolate chip cookie.
I wouldn't call
Could you bring some
best.
In tomorrow?
I ate them all.
There are only
What is with you two?
There's two rows of four. There's only
there's
like
not
eight
many
cookies.
In there.
I had eight cookies. You ate eight cookies?
No, I had three.
Oh,
by the time I found them, there were only three left. So I ate one and hid the bag, and then I had the other two yesterday. I had never seen them before. They're by far not the best I've ever had.
They're great though.
But here's what this is what
Crunchy.
Upset me about the Tates. The cookie that is shown on the bag looks fresh out of the oven, and then when you eat them, you can tell that the oven happened a long time ago.
Yeah, but they're crispy. Like, I like my... If you're, you
More
don't,
than chewy? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a better flavor, so see...
I like them chewy, Garcia.
Hmm.
Consumer Reports...
You've gotten a lot of use out of his
job.
Name today. The gum and I left out loud in the car at that one.
Consumer Reports trained taste testers. So Consumer Reports trained these people to go out and try 18 store-bought and fast food chocolate chip cookies.
Those lucky people.
Oh my God.
I want that job.
And this standout cookie, Tate's, packed with big butter and chocolate flavor and smooth chocolate chips, beat all the other ones.
Mm.
Tate's Bake Shop, excellent. Like a really good homemade cookie. It's sold at Whole Foods.
Be honest, you've had better.
It reminds me of a homemade Toll House cookie on the crunchy side.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, it's one thing to eat them fresh out of the oven where they're ooey and gooey and warm.
Good.
But then when they cool, I like them to be crunchy.
Do you? Yeah.
Because Chips Ahoy changed their formulation. They are different.
Are they? Why? What did they do different?
Like 10 to 15 years ago, it was just a crunchy cookie. Now it's not as crunchy and there's kind of like, you know, powdered on the top of it. It's whole thing.
Yeah.
It's completely different from the way it used to be. They tasted three fast food cookies, Starbucks, McDonald's, and Subway. They're rated very good, soft, chewy, and buttery. That's what you want.
Subway. Unless they changed it, that was the work of one Otis Spunkmeyer.
It might be. Dunkin' Donuts Triple was rated a bit lower because it was slightly tough, had gritty chips, and was overbaked. And for consumers who like to bake at home, you're supposed to get those ceramic cookie sheets. I've never seen that because it bakes better.
Oh, it does?
But the reason chocolate chip cookies have actually become addicting.
Cocaine. There's cocaine in them. They don't tell you that, Jude, but read the fine print. There's cocaine in your chocolate chip cookies.
What exactly makes chocolate chip cookies so universally craved in the first place? If you think of a great cookie, my go-to is a chocolate chip, isn't yours?
Yeah.
Yours?
Yeah.
I think a lot
Although I do love windmills.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
But they're not like a chocolate chip cookie. And do you like nuts or no nuts?
Nuts.
No nuts. Nutless.
See,
nuts.
But I've already doctored my chocolate chip cookies with potato chips because I just, I don't
think
there's
salt in there.
I don't get the whole fever over chocolate chip cookies. It's not my bag.
Doesn't do it?
It's not my bag. Mm. I could now, I love, you know, Hershey's chocolate bars. Mm-hmm. I could eat those all day long. Mm-hmm. But,
well, they claim over at CNN that the connection to our past is what makes these truly addictive. Whether it was a grandmother, a mother, a place visited, a summer home, or family time, it's also usually the first cookie every child learned how to make.
There we go. That's why I'm not partial.
Yeah, the Toll House cookies.
No, I didn't get those when I was
young. No?
No, my mom didn't make those.
Why?
She did make turnovers, though, a lot.
Doesn't sound like she loves you.
I don't think we were a big cookie family. But we always
make
had
them
chips.
Often. there's an emotional attachment and remembrance with the chocolate chip cookie.
All right. I agree with part of that, but what they're taking out of the equation is they're just so good. Even if you had never had one, it's really a magical combination, isn't it? Yeah. And the smell is good. Like, if you're in a house and somebody's making those,
yeah,
that's just the best.
Who was I? This must have been on a television show, but they were trying to sell a home. So, I think it was on The Good Girls.
Yeah.
They bake cookies.
Or, even better, I happen to make a turky and sold our house.
But now that would turn Bill off.
And then we ate the turkey. It was to celebrate.
I got to be honest with you.
That wouldn't work for me at all.
The cookies would be better. Fresh baked cookies on a crisp day with the windows open and the sheer drapes blowing in the wind. That's excellent, right there, I'd buy it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Even if it was an awful
turkey.
House,
it would work.
Sit down. I invited my family from Spokane.
Even if you if you don't like turkey, I love turkey, and I love it on Thanksgiving.
But if
not a good time because it's all you smell. But when you walk in a house where there's a turkey cooking,
that would work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And instead
you should try lobster, Bill.
Instead of cookies, see, I think an apple pie maybe, or I don't know. Chocolate chip cookies, universal.
Yeah.
But I think CNN's right there. It's what you grew up with. I didn't grow up with that. I grew up with, like, very Polish.
Oh.
Kolachki?
Kolachkis and punschkis, and that's fried dough. That's in my memory. That's why I love
Come on in. We accidentally made kolachkis. And Zygmunt Brzezinski is in here, too. You want to say hello to him? What's his name? Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Say it again? Zbigniew?
His name changed.
It's big news.
I've never heard that word.
You don't know him?
Zbigniew. First of all, it's Jaw.
He's the guy, you know, on Fox and Friends, the girl Mika who's on there?
Yeah.
That's her father.
Oh.
He was like a big deal.
Zbigniew?
Zbigniew.
That's not a name.
Zbigniew Brzezinski.
How do you spell that?
Z-B-I-G-N-E-W.
I don't think so.
It's a real guy. Nobody believes me?
It's like Spiro Agnew's name combined.
Yeah, it's like Zhigev. You're not pronouncing it correctly.
Z,
he's a word jumble of Spiro Agnew.
A junior jumble?
Junior senator or junior jumble. I'm looking at his name. Hold on. I'll find his name on the Google. I got to go to the Polish Google.
You can just go to the pronounce goggle. Say, pronounce this name.
All right, so here's how you spell his name. It's Z. I missed it by one letter. Zbigniew. And his last name is Brzezinski. Zbigniew Brzezinski.
But you say Z as sh.
It's Zha.
Like Zha. Zha Brzezinski.
Did you have a G in there?
It says,
I gotta look at it. I haven't pronounced it.
Zbigniew Brzezinski was a Polish American diplomat and a political scientist. Wow, we have a lot in common. He served as a counselor to Lyndon B. Johnson from 1966 to 1968 and was President Jimmy Carter's national security advisor from 1977 to 81. He belonged to the Realist School of International Relations, and he has a standing tradition in geopolitics. And then other people's names are mentioned that he has worked alongside.
Secretary of State, did you say, for Carter?
No, not Secretary of State. Oh. National Security Advisor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Zbigniew.
Zbigniew.
But you wouldn't say it like that.
Pronounce this name. Don't you guys ever do that?
I think you do say it that way. Like, when I remember a guy saying it in the news, that's how they said it, because I remember being a little kid going,
Zbigniew?
I know. Yes. And now the nightly Zbigniew. I'm Tom Brokaw.
Hold on.
Yeah. Judy has a English to Polish translator on her calculator. Hold on.
ZBIE.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, I got it too if you need it. Right. ZBIE what?
You're trying to make the point about how fun it is.
ZBIG.
IG.
NIEW. Brzezinski.
This is supposed to be the PC. This is supposed to be the politically correct.
I have blanked into my.
All right, that is Rick Pearson.
Oh. How'd he get in there?
I am supposed to be playing my computer right now, Jasmine, and it is not coming through.
All right.
So I don't know how to.
Does it do foreign languages? Does your app do? Yeah? All right. Let's find out how it is.
I have my phone off because I'm on the air.
I heard it. I heard her say Zbigniew, yeah, like I said it.
Maybe. Spignia.
Spignia? I've never heard anyone say it that way.
Spignia. Niev.
Spignia.
I've never heard anyone say it that way.
Well, W's are F's, right? Or V's?
W.
I'm Vendi.
Yeah, W's or V's. Spignia. I would have said
Careful.
Stroganoff. Oh, that's Russian. Watermelon.
No one calls him watermelon.
It's a big new Brzezinski.
Watermelon. You can't get off a site quick enough before something else pops up, right?
Wow. All right, we must stop this madness. Judy, thanks for hanging out. Wendy and Al say goodbye next. That should be cool.
Dziękuję.
And to you. It can't be over. Can it?
Oh, it's over,
impossible.
Bro.
It's impossible.
It's over.
Thanks to Zbigniew Brzezinski. He was a blast to talk to have fun
we
with.
We didn't talk to him. We talked about him.
I'm now learning the difference. That's it for today's stream episode, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Tomorrow should be another good one, we're hoping. And we're hoping you'll listen then. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.